Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for June 21st, 2010. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for granted. Lord, I ask that you give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representative of the residents of Jefferson County. We ask a special blessing for those that are less fortunate than us and for those who don't have the freedoms of worship or government that represents their interests. Also for the families and the members represented here today who will be retiring from this organization and going on about their business. We ask a special blessing for them. I pray all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
Come in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Several people have brought up the suggestion of a summer dress code. It's already in the high 90s on some days. And what I think is best in that regard is let each department head make that decision. And I know your decision, Carrie. That means next Monday I won't have to wear a tie. Okay. Anyway, that's at y'all's discretion. Purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB term contract for fire sprinklers, water pumps, kitchen hoods, suppression, and inhalant. 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County. Receive and file a bid for IFB for the Walter Humphrey State Park Pier restoration for the county. Item C, receive and file bid for IFB for municipal street sweepers for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item D, award IFB term contract for fire sprinklers, fire pumps, hoods, and so forth. With two S&S sprinkler. Okay. Item E, rescind award for IFB for Southeast Texas Regional Airport hangar number 2, lead abatement to Inland Environmental in the amount of $42,626. This was incorrectly awarded on June 7th, 2010 to Island Environmental after they had formally withdrawn their bid. Item F, award IFB Southeast Texas Regional Airport Hangar 2 lead abatement to AAR Incorporated in the amount of $214,414. Item G, execute and file acceptance of an offer for IFB for this lead abatement at the airport with AAR in the amount stated. Item H, execute, receive, and file contract for IFB with term contract for janitorial services for the county with AdVax Inc. Item I, rescind award for IFB surveillance cameras for Jefferson County Correctional Facilities to security interrogators and consultants in the amount of $18,999.19 due to the inability to supply the awarded equipment. Item J, award IFB surveillance cameras to Jefferson County Correctional to Guardian Force in the amount of $22,210. And item K is to execute, receive, and file this acceptance of offers with surveillance county cameras in the amount stated. Item L, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property in accordance with the government code to auction by Horns Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for July 3, 2010, 9 a.m. Item M, by addendum, consider, approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one for the repairs of the Hebert Road Shop Building, Precinct 4, with center line construction damage due to act. This change will delete two overhead doors and replace the entire roof. The original contract price of $12,825.24 will remain unchanged. Item N, consider and possibly approve purchase of 9 generators for Jefferson County, including installation service and training from Millennium Products, Inc. in the amount of $1,870,624. This purchase is in accordance with the Texmas contract number 6-560120, also 6-7808, and 10-84050, sites located in Section B of the files. Item O, execute, receive, and file contract for hangar number 2 and wall panel replacement at the regional airport with L&L General Contractors. Contract sum shall be in the amount of $874,900. Item P, consider, approve, execute, and receive, and file with Lebowitz and Horton Airport Management Consultants, Incorporated, to prepare a new PFC application for the Jacks Brooks Regional Airport. Fees for the service, $29,400, $440, plus out-of-the-pocket expenses estimated to be around $2,500. Item Q, award, execute, and receive, and accept acceptance of the offer for IFB for municipal street sweepers at the airport with IDS Timeco in the amount of $208,620. Item R, execute, receive, and file acceptance of an offer with for IFB for a term contract or fire sprinklers, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, et cetera, to S&S Sprinklers.
Judge, I'll move for approval of all items listed under purchasing.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion?
One question also. Go ahead, Commissioner Alford.
Commissioner, this is a FAA Airport Improvement Program grant item. I think I've mentioned to the court before that before we can get a grant, nowadays we have to have a bid on the equipment. So our grant application will be this month. But we went out for bids on this sweeper. It'll be included in our grant application that will probably be approved sometime in August. So it'll be purchased 95% with grant funds from the AIP.
Back out.
That answered my question as well.
Excuse me, Judge.
Yeah.
Mr. Rayo, this 250-kilowatt towable generated, will it power up the entire courthouse where we'll be operational? Should we have to, should we lose power?
Yes, sir. It's my understanding that it will operate everything that we need to operate the courthouse during the emergency.
Including the air?
Yes.
And when will it be available? Immediately after a potential storm or a storm, not a potential storm?
This generator will be in place at all times.
At all times?
Yes, and it will automatically come on when needed.
But it said towable, but that means that it may be a...
It means that it will be mounted so that it can be moved.
Taken out, okay.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Good idea. Thank you.
Okay, anything else? All in favor of those items under purchasing, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, encourage all, item A, encourage all citizens of Jefferson County to participate in the 2010 census, which is still ongoing. Item B, consider authorizing the county judge to enter a burn ban. We'll talk about that in a second. Consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Jeanette Holmes to the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation Board of Directors. And that concludes the items under Commissioners. To have a motion on these?
So moved.
A motion and a second. Discussion on the burn ban. For some reason, I've forgotten, what is the present status of the burn ban? Is it in effect or not in effect? Okay, and so the report at this time, after all this dry, hot weather, is what? So you want to do nothing for a week. Okay, and that means that there is no burn ban at this time. Okay. That's all I had on under those. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Airport, consider and possibly approve authorizing Sheldon and Dunham PLLC attorneys to review and advise on the rights and limitations regarding surface use of land located at Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Judge, I was hopeful that that would be amended to approve at a cost not to exceed $2,500.
Okay.
I'll make that part of my motion.
Basically, what happened, Commissioner, is in 1941, the county got a deed from the Dornbos family for a large portion of the county airport. Part of that deed provided that they would not have a right of entry for oil and gas exploration purposes so long as the property was used for airport purposes. Now that the county is considering developing a portion of that property for maybe mixed use retail or banking or other potential profit generating activities, the questions come up whether or not that is for airport purposes. And so Mr. Rugg and I have had several discussions along with Hal, and decided the best course of action to follow would be to get an opinion. The Dorn bosses would like that too.
How much is that?
Not to exceed $2,500. Okay, anything else on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, consider and approve a budget amendment for the County Court at Law Number 2 for additional indictment. Indigent attorney defense $26,000. Item B, consider and approve budget transfer for maintenance in Port Arthur for additional cost of $7,660. Item C, payment of regular county bills, check number 340524 through check number 340776. Got a motion? And a second. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Tax assessor collector, item A, consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the retirement of Diane Hoyt for her dedicated service and wishing her well in her retirement.
So move.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Is Diane here?
She is here.
Where is she? On your feet? Thank you. You can come up if you like. I want to read this to you. Hi, Ms. James. All right. Whereas Diane Holt has devoted 29 years of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas the service was provided through the Office of Tax Assessor Collector for Taxes for Jefferson County, and whereas Diane Holt served admirably in the position of Deputy Assessor Collector for Taxes of Jefferson County, whereas Diane has dedicated her talents and service to the sometimes overwhelming task of collecting delinquent taxes, issuing tax certificates, preparing legal documents for file, and performing the numerous other duties necessary for the daily function of the Jefferson County Tax Office, and whereas Diane is loved and will be sorely missed by her coworkers, now therefore be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Diane Holt for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
Judge, Commissioners, Diane has always been a very special part of our tax office, and she is very dedicated and loyal. She's always appreciated her job, and now that she has decided to make the step, retirement, we want to wish her well, want to tell her we appreciate her, and that we wish her the very best.
Thank you. Oh, hi. Glad to have you. County Treasurer, item A, authorized release of collateral for the county to Wells Fargo Bank. Have a motion?
I'll second.
And a second. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering, item A, receive and file general warranty deed for tract 26, containing 5.213 acres from the Brenda Sue Zock to Jefferson County for the LaBelle Road Widening Project. The property is located in Precinct 4. Item B, execute, receive, and file pipeline permit number 08-P-10 to League Natural Gas 3 LP for the use of approximately 2,031 feet of the northeast road easement of Moore Road for the distribution of natural gas. The pipeline will combine facilities and eliminate a compressor station located near residential properties. The project's located in Precinct One. Have a motion, second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the retirement of Stephen J. Chatelaine for his dedicated service and wishing him well in his retirement. Stephen here?
He's here.
Where are you? Get up here. Let me read this, Steve. Whereas Steve Chatelaine has devoted 37 years of your life serving the people of this county with pride and professionalism. Your wife with you, I'm sorry. I don't mean I'm sorry, she's your wife. I'm sorry I didn't recognize you. Steve has dedicated his talents and service as a jailer, relief deputy at the Sheriff's Department. Steve has pledged his service as a deputy in law enforcement to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. And whereas Steve has devoted his service as a sergeant and lieutenant in law enforcement and at the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, and through hard work and commitment to excellence, Stephen has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. Whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Stephen Chatelaine is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend you, Stephen, for your dedication and service as an employee of this county, and we wish you the very best in your retirement.
Judge, I move for approval.
All right, have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Would you care to say something, LT?
I'll try to keep it brief.
Okay.
Judge, Commissioners, Sheriff, seems like just yesterday.
No way.
Other times it seems like about 1,000 years. But I'm humbled by this honorarium, and I just hope that the rest of the people that come after me will be as dedicated and be able to see things on both sides.
Thank you for your dedicated service. We appreciate you. Hi, Sheriff.
If you would allow me, I would like to publicly thank Steve. He and I went through the Law Enforcement Academy together. We both looked different back then than we do today. But Steve has been in the time that I've been sheriff, he's been a lieutenant on the evening shift, the busiest patrol shift out there. And I got to tell you, his departure and his retirement, and we all wish him well, but he will leave a tremendous void. His leadership ability, his intimate knowledge of the county, of the citizens in the county, the experiences that he's had over the number of years that he's been there will be very difficult to replace. It's for me personally, it's always been a comfort to know that he was on duty leading that evening shift out there, and to hear him handle the situations that he's done with the coolness and the calmness and level-headedness that he's always displayed out there in the time since I've been sheriff. He'll be sorely missed. And Steve, I want you to know that everybody in the sheriff's office appreciates what you did for us.
Thank you, Stephen. Okay, is that it? Well, sir?
That's all, folks.
Judge, I'd just like to say, I think Sheriff Woods can attest to this. I think a young man was killed on the traffic on Highway 73 replacing that road less than a couple of hours ago.
What?
And I would ask that a TxDOT worker, if TxDOT worker was killed this morning, contractor with, he was redoing that road, so I would ask that people slow down. I mean, you know, they're out there in that heat doing, trying to make the roads passable for us, and to lose your life doing something as simple as that, it's kind of crazy, you know, but.
That's sad.
We pray for his family.
Pray for his family.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're adjourned.